As we now enter into the second half of the legislative session, Senator, give us a rundown of some of the legislation you have in the hopper, as it were.
All right. I have Senate Bill 72. This regards the wind farm that is being constructed in Schuyler County. I think I've talked a little bit about that before, but really the bill basically has the property locally assessed and the tax revenue from it kept within the counties where it is built. So that basically that would be Schuyler and Adair counties, and I think that, you know, it will be a good boost to our local economies there. I also have Senate Bill 73, which requires each local school district and charter school to have on file a policy for reading intervention. I have mentioned that before. It kind of addresses kids who have dyslexia or if they are just not reading at grade level. I have Senate Bill 348, which modifies the minimum wage rate that would be required to be paid to employees of private religious schools. We have a few of those in our area. They are not supported by taxpayer funds at all, and the new increased minimum wage will be very hard for them to cover. I have Senate Bill 350, which regards provisions relating to the removal of a tenant from a commercial property. If you own commercial property and you rent it or lease it to someone, as long as they pay their rent and, you know, adhere to the terms that you have, it works out fine. But currently, if they don't do that, it's very difficult to get them to vacate the property, which is unfair to the property owner. I have Senate Bill 386, which modifies provisions relating to the location of a proposed child care facility. We actually have an instance of a facility that is wanting to open right next to a facility that houses sex offenders, which seems like not a good idea. I have Senate Bill 394, which basically is a very minor bill, but it does address mud flaps that commercial vehicles have to have and what the length they have to be and the distance from the ground. That might seem minor, but there are a lot of trucks on the road, and currently the distance from the ground is not very much, and they're constantly getting hung up in the back wheels of the truck, and so that addresses that issue. Senate Bill 460 modifies provisions relating to advanced practice registered nurses collaborative practice agreements. Currently, all nurse practitioners have to be under the direction of a doctor, but the doctor has to be within so many miles in order for the nurse to practice, and it really is very restrictive, especially for our rural areas. So the measure that I have introduced does speak to that point and hopefully will help us have more health care available in our area.
Again, in the second half, with now 7 weeks left and a lot, including the budget, to take care of, when you look at the legislation you have on the docket there, are any of them that stick out that you're the ones you really hope make it across the finish line?
Well, I'm hopeful that the Advanced Practice Registered Nurses Practice Agreement, I hope I can get that through. I'm very interested in the minimum wage for private religious schools. I think those are two things that really affect the everyday life of the people in our area and could make a huge difference to us. So those two would be at the top of the list.